Now, we'll start with this picture. See how much time we have. We don't have that much time. Okay. The mitzvah of sukkah is also the sukkah, also the yoshin. Do everything in the sukkah that you do at home. So it's fairly simple. What you do at home, and what you used to do in the sukkah. Therefore, there are many halachas that I learned from this. And we'll go in some kind of order, hopefully. The kelim that you're allowed to bring in the sukkah, normally at home you could bring any kelim you want into your dining room. But let's compare the sukkah to your dining room and bedroom. So normally you can bring into your dining room and bedroom any kelim that you want. But the sukkah, besides being that it becomes your living room and dining room, and you have to treat it with covet, you can't treat it with disrespect. So therefore, only certain types of kelim are allowed to be brought into the sukkah. But a drinking utensil, glasses, are mutar to stay in the sukkah all the time, right? Because it's not a bidoyim. People drink all the time, so that's mutar. Plates are mutar to bring into the sukkah when you're eating from the plate. But plates that, if you're not eating from the plate, you know, it's after you finish eating, so after it, you have to take them out of the sukkah, because it's going for the sukkah to leave dirty plates in the sukkah. I don't know how well the halacha that's known. But while you're eating, so that's normal. But once you finish eating, so I'm not saying that you have to jump, you can't skin the nigger, you're going to right away jump and take the kelim out, but dirty kelim shouldn't be left into the sukkah. Pots and pans are not allowed in the sukkah altogether. And it's a design for the sukkah. So, in Shavuot that day, however, if you have nothing else, and you don't have plate, you eat from the pot. And if that's the case, you can bring the pot into the sukkah. But normally for us, we're not ani and of that sort, so we are not allowed to bring pots and pans into the sukkah. The food should be brought in a serving plate. A lot of people ask me, how about those types of things that are both the pot and the serving plate? So then that would be good, because that's not a design. But pots and pans that are not normally used for serving a meal, that you wouldn't serve a special guest, so bringing you a swollen pot that's all black on the side and putting it on the thing. But if it's a nice serving type of pot that you warm up and you serve from it too, so then that would be good. Now, there are folks in that hole that if you have such a clean the sukkah, the sukkah becomes pot. It's now pot for the sukkah, pot is the sukkah. You don't pass in that way. Also we shown in hole that the sukkah doesn't become pot because there's a pot that's a design for the sukkah inside the sukkah. However, there's an interesting Sharatian. The Sharatian says there, and this halacha also shown the test, the shvut is cut in both, and that halacha in the shvut is a Sharatian, and the Sharatian says there, that lechatchila you shouldn't make a brocha leishik of sukkah when you have such a thing in the sukkah. If somebody bringing a pot into the sukkah, even though it doesn't pass of the sukkah, but leishik of sukkah you shouldn't make while the pot is there, you might say that's lechatchila. If you make a leishik of sukkah, you don't have to make a brocha over again. The torichion, that's where the sharitian answers. That lechatchila comes out, a chidush din, that if you went into the sukkah to sit down, and you're ready to make the leshek of sukkah, there's a pot that don't make the leshek of sukkah until that pot is taken out of the sukkah.
Just if it's like that.
Huh?
Just if it's just like that.
If it's all kedayr. All kedayrs are up. Unless it's a type of kedayr which is also serving utensil. So while you're serving, you can bring it in. But if it's a regular pot, you shouldn't bring that into the sukkah at all. I thought a chazon ish had an interesting shiloh, just to liven up the party a little bit, everybody gets to. You know, there's a din called Doifen Akuma. You know, it's in Sukkah. I'm planning on going to the halakha to the Sukkah itself, because it's just not enough time. But Doifen Akuma means that you can have an imaginary wall that bends. And then that's fine, and it can bend down to Dalar Amin. So if you make a Sukkah in the middle of your house, you take off the roof and put Kachan, so that's fine. As long as between the Kach and the wall, there isn't Dalar Amin. Has an ish clear where is the sukkah start? Does it start under the skat, or is the doifen akuma? Does anybody understand what I'm talking about? The doifen akuma. Okay. Or that is the sukkah under the doifen akuma? Is that part of the sukkah? What's the noigaya? Avada, you don't sit under the doifen akuma. But what Nageya is, going to see have a pot under the doifen akuma. You gotta be going for the sukkah or not, and the Sadinish passing that it's not. Under the doifen akuma is a different area, that's not the sukkah. So the sukkah is under the pot. So if you have such a thing, you can put the pot under the doifen akuma.
Do we feel the shelf? Do you put it with the shelf? What's that called?
If the shelf is in the sukkah?
Yes.
That's a problem.
Because the mice ate the shelf, is not fair.
No, but that's part of the
yes.
In the system. That's
part of the
system.
Instead of
yeah, that's what it has in each part. There's many ways to look in the person of sin. If you look at the whole, you could sleep on the person of sin in the system. Yeah, a lot, so you don't sleep on the person of sin, you could put the part there after the person of sin. Yeah, down there.
Something that's normally in the
system,
but never normally.
Exactly.
So, two
parts.
The only way
you have
to
do
is to make the
power
is to go in the
car. No, that's also for it. That's he's going for the sukkah, yeah. I mean, if you have a reason to do the bizoyan, he's going for the sukkah. Yeah. Right. Now, what is the achila, the chi of achila in the sukkah? We first talk about achila, then we talk about other chiyuv. Chi of achila in the sukkah is if you eat achila kva in the sukkah. That's a achila kva means that we use to achila, you put it down to your normal meal. Achila zarai, you start it from sukkah. What is called achila kva? So the halacha means achila kva is when you eat more than a kebay of kvaf, that's already considered achila kva. If you're eating less than a kebay of kvaf, then that's called an achila kara. The problem always starts with this achilas pan, achilas arai, but the shayla is always in cake. What if you're eating more than a kebay of cake? By the way, a kebay itself is already achilas arai. You need more than that. Start yotim kebay. You're eating a little bit more than a kebay of cake. What's the din? Is that called achilas pan, achilas arai? The run, it depends. If you're eating it in a way of kva, that you're sitting down to eat cake with some friends, or you're sitting down for a while, then that becomes an achilas kva, you must be able to make a relationship. If you're eating just a piece of cake, and I'm going to cup a Danish, which a Danish is certainly more than a kebay, and you're cupping a Danish, where you're quickly cupping it, as you run into catch a train or whatever it is, then that's called achilas arai, then it becomes a big shot. And that is no clear cut halacha, where you can make a relationship on such a thing or not. Things like the minhag kodesh is that they do. They make a lot of sukkah on anything more than a kebay of cake. However, the Mishabura says at the end, after he's done this and he doesn't know floor, that you shouldn't do it. In other words, if you're going to eat a kebay of cake, sit down in the sukkah for a while and just pay it. Don't run out of the sukkah immediately. Then you can just make a leshet of sukkah. But when you make a leshet of sukkah, have in mind not just because you're eating the piece of cake, but you're sitting in the sukkah. Eating cake, and you're also going to sit in the sukkah for a while. So therefore, you make a lesson of sukkah and such a lesson. Yeah.
You know, achilas kva, is that the same thing as like kviya kriya is turned into a muscle?
No, different thing. It doesn't turn into a muscle. No. Kviya kriya is not that to make a monkey anyhow. It's a sheer fat kriya. Right? You know, if you're eating a kriya, achilas kva doesn't mean you're eating a kriya. Like it's a kviya for yayin too. As if it doesn't mean a kriya. Yain is a different halacha. What? How about yain? So yain also, yain is a mafoika. Yain by itself, if you're drinking arai, it doesn't require a leshet of sukkah. If you're drinking the yain in a way that's kva, you're sitting down to drink yain, which is a sukkah, so it's a mafoika if you require the leshet of sukkah or not. And yeshiva for yain. So again, if you're going to do that, you can have to try and stay out of the machloikis. So much of the disciple had a problem with Havdalah. He drink yayin with Havdalah and he took the sukkah, so he didn't know what to do. So what he did is he always had mezonos after the Hakabir mezonos, and he had to take the sukkah a little bit to get out of this machloikis. Now, mayim, drinking water, that's always arai. Except, I found a sharasiyan, an interesting sharasiyan, that the sharasiyan says that mayim could also be kva. How is that? Because he has a kasha. When our start, orchim v'shoytim v'yoshim v'sukkah. You eat, you sleep, and you drink in the sukkah. The fact in the shabura, what kind of drinking in the sukkah? He's drinking is always arai, so where do you ever see a clean drink in the sukkah? Yeah? Now, we know that the Mishabura that the Shulchan Aruch himself says about nefesh after the atzmo, not to eat anything or drink anything outside the sukkah. But we're not talking now about the nefesh. We're talking about the din. You can't tell me shoyse in the sukkah when there's no such din. That's the Sha'atiyun's kash. The Sha'atiyun answers even yain is a machlokes. So there's a din shoyse. So the Mishnah says the din shoyse is in the middle of the sukkah. If you're sitting in the middle of the sukkah, you're already kaveya. Then he says you shouldn't go outside the sukkah and drink a glass of water while you're in the middle of the sukkah. That's the Mishnah says. And again on that he says Torahiyun at the end, but he advises not to do it. So if you're in the middle of the sukkah and you have to go outside the sukkah for whatever reason, don't drink outside the sukkah at that point, even mine, because that's in the middle of a sea of sukkah. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says, I'm afresh of the lishas that you remind to the sukkah. So it's good to talk about bracha. So on that is a few halacha that you guys to know, which is something to think about. But the halacha says that that's true, talk about bracha. But if you're not concerned with the bracha, you don't have to be master in this. It says, and it has nothing to do with how big a Talmud Chacham you are. Because a lot of people may think, well, listen, you're a Talmud Chacham, you've got to behave in a certain way. But the law shouldn't be a law, it's a few times a thought, and he wrote, this is the half me, a last more, the half, the shoy. The law have it in the shame, and the doctor is in the mitzvah. The Ram says, that's not called, that's somebody that's not the doctor in the mitzvah. If somebody feels that they don't want to be master on this, not to drink anything outside the sukkah, the Torah to the calf, for whatever reason, so you shouldn't feel that the Mela is going to be titled in Shemayim, that somebody is not the doctor in the mitzvah. He's not the doctor in the mitzvah. But the Torah of Rafa, he wants, we can also, I thought we can all use prophets, but we can use them. Yes. A good prophet. Now. Another din. How about meat? Meat, cheese, all these kinds of things that you normally eat in a suda, but you're not eating pasta. If you're not eating pasta and you're normally eating meat, so again, if you're eating it with beer, you've got a problem, you've got a silent relationship. If you're eating some ara, you're stopping at the running. In Arabic way, just on the way I'll be running. But if you want to sit down and eat meat and potatoes and sit down for a meal, except you're not washing, so that's also not so cautious. And again, there, that we'll see soon, we might have an answer for that in case you don't want to wash. Okay? But the mice is like this. The two shilas always involved whenever we're making out of something flour, ara. Whenever you do that, it's a double shaila. One shaila is, are you allowed to eat it outside the sukkah? And another shaila is, if you're eating it inside the sukkah, what's with the bracha of Leishah B'sukkah? Right? So, zikri yasumi machmer, not to sit down outside the sukkah, and be kaveh sudah on meat and potatoes. That's zikri yasumi machmer. You have to eat that in the sukkah. Now, as far as the making of Leishah B'sukkah, it's tough as bracha. You won't make a leshah b'sukkah that easy. Okay? Now, again, the Eitzah is, which is the Stach of Eitzah, but a lot of people here, if you do the Stach of Eitzah, all the gyms and stuff are going to be doing a lot of business after sukkah. I mean, his Eitzah was, he always ate cake. He never went into the sukkah once, but he didn't eat a kebay of cake and sit down and sat there. Not just in an Arabic way, but he sat in the sukkah. When he came into learning the sukkah, he didn't want to have cake. But he had a topic, what should I do with the bracha? So he had his kebeyo, Yoshimi kebeyo cake, and he had in mind the yeshiva also. That's what it started with, was not a cold yama. He didn't see the Kazanish, was a noise that was. Yes?
You would kill us a knife, you said there's a relationship.
We'll get there. We'll get there, I want to go on. Okay? Yeah, we'll be covering that. Okay. Peirut, asilo in atzvias v'kyoif in itzol ara, and you could eat that type of thing. You can sit down and eat 100 apples if you want outside the sukkah. Huh? Well, Peirot could be not part of the sukkah. I'm not sure. That's a good question. Maybe this is probably whether you make a bracha on the Peirot or not. I don't know. I don't know if Peirot. See, water is part of the sukkah. What is if you don't make a bracha of water in the middle of the sukkah? But Peirot could be, it's not part of the sukkah. That's a good childhood. Basically. Yes. Okay. Again, wine, we said already, that's a shaila, so don't drink it outside the sukkah. If you do drink it in the sukkah, you don't make a wish. The same stuff as broccoli is always a hub. Now,
the pavis, about the dates and figs and pomegranates.
Okay, maybe this one. Okay. Yeah. Coffee. We try the coffee or hot chocolate or this type of drink. The Mishbura brings that the Armach Mirin that it has a din of yang. So if it's something that you normally don't drink, like a glass of soda, it takes time. So it's more of a coffee type of thing. But Mishbura himself holds not like that. But he says he smashed a little bit that you should be masked and not to eat it as drink it outside the super, but there's something with not to be making. It's something that Mishbura that he's noted as the deeper thing is to be making. And wine and coffee, he brings at the end of that mostly shining my toilet. And the whole that it's not, it's only something that you drink together with Haverim, that's Mechaneach. That's like yain. You know, so if you're drinking schnapps or beer, this type of things, that may have been a yain. A coffee and a hot chocolate and things like that would not have a bean of yain. Okay. I'm going to skip something and then I'll come back to the sleeping with this. Now, I'll read you part of a Mishnah Berurah because I think it's a little known halacha, but it's an important halacha. The Mishnah Berurah says like this, Tov Reish Lamed Tes Yud Tov Mem Tes. Just take a look inside. What if you're not eating in the sukkah at all? Ain't that the level past the oyster yom arof? The whole day you're not eating past. But you're all sitting in the sukkah. You enjoy sitting in the sukkah, you're learning there. Whatever else you're doing in the sukkah, you want to be there, but you don't want to eat. So he says like this, of lekule alma kol heima sheyeti yisir gemura chayev levore. If he left the sukkah after the suda, or the yisir gemura, so and now he's back in the sukkah and he's not planning to eat at all, he's afraid to make a bracha on the sukkah. That the din is, the dafke kishe oichol pas, tira lo lehan hu koizkin shen avorech alikar chiyuf ha-sukkah, ufaitek ol ha-dvarim ha-feyu. Aber kishe ein oichol o shayev ve. If you're eating pas, then I'd rather you make the yeshiva for sukkah, or yeshiva for sukkah when you're eating the pas. But if you're not eating pas at all, you don't plan to eat pas, in the near future, then you have to make a yeshiva for sukkah tamas when you're going to the sukkah. וכותר החיודם, והוא הדין כשיהיה תציעה גמורה לאחר אכילה, וכוי זה ונפנס ולא יוכל את רוערת, וקודם הוא אכילה יצטער אחות הפעם, לא עושה זה בית הכנסת, ובזה גם כן לכולו עם הצורך לבר. Now, if you finish eating, you left the sukkah, and now it's a hefek hadas in the original lesh of a sukkah, you're coming back to the sukkah now, and you don't plan on eating anymore until the night's sukkah. So you're going to sit there, you have to say the kvur, you're going to sit in the sukkah, you're going to sit in the sukkah, and you're going to learn. And you're going to drink water or soda, but you're not washing. And you know that even though you're going to wash at night, but you're going to go out to shul to daven. So that there's going to be a hefsek between the yeshiva now and the achila later. You walk the chayodom, you're free to make a water right now, leshiva suka, without eating anything, without cake, without milk. But that's also called a yeshiva basuka. Now that's the whole din, that the mitzvah leshiva, the bracha of leshiva suka, is made on the achila, so that's always the ikar. But where there is no achila, then you have to make the leshiv basuka also on this.
If there's
not going to be a hefsek, then you can make it. So you know you're not going to eat it for several hours, you still wait till the time. Right. So if you know you're not going to eat it for several, but you're going to eat the ratachayot, then it doesn't say that you make a brocha. That's what he means. You're eating at night, but you're going to the Beit HaKnesset. So therefore, the eating at night is not going to be part of this sitting. There's going to be a hefsek there too. So since there's going to be a hefsek there too, the Meli has to make a bracha right now. And this is why, because of this Mishnah Berurah and this Chayodim, which is the Shitas HaGro, that the Gro always made, it's in the Maaseh Rav, he made whenever he came into the Sukkah, he made a Leshit HaSukkah, even though he didn't eat anything. Just when he sat there at the Kriyas in the Sukkah, he made a Leshit HaSukkah. So because of this, that's why the Taita didn't want to get into this child at all, so whenever he went into the Sukkah, he had a little bit of Yosemite Kabeya of Pas. But if not, in the Mishabura, the Chayodom seems to be passing in such a case that you do make a Leshit HaSukkah if you're planning to sit there, and you're not planning to eventually eat. If you're planning to eventually eat, then you got to wait for the Leshit HaSukkah until you're going to eat. But if you're not planning to eat, and you're leaving the Sukkah before you're going to eat, before you making this tvius, and in such a case, you must make a lesh for supervising. Yes.
How long
does it take? Well, it could be a tvius. It doesn't say exactly a shiur, but not that you're just running in on that. Well, you're sitting there, you're going to learn for a half hour. I don't know if there's an exact shiur. Yeah? Let's continue on with this Mishnah Berurah, because a lot of people don't know this halacha, so I want to clarify this. Yes? What was that again?
Shabbos?
Yeah. And you never left the sukkah. No, don't make another relationship, you don't need to see. Now, so if you move into the sukkah and air sukkah, and the sukkah's at night after stays, and you make a relationship with sukkah, and you don't leave the sukkah at all, then that's it for the relationship. And theoretically, it's size, right? And you don't have to be the piece and not a hefsek. Going out to shul, it's a hefsek according to most persons, but if you're dabbling in the sukkah, so theoretically, that's only when you're mastic when you make a relationship.
If you go somewhere just to flip that.
You go to the sukkah just to flip. Yeah. And shame you don't make a relationship.
Well,
and shame you don't make a relationship. What do you do for Shabbos Shulis on the first day, Yom Tov? Not on the list. Alright. What you do for Shabbos Shulis on the first day, Yom Tov, is the best thing to do is to, after you finish, if you either take a break in the middle of the lunch, bench, or for a walk, or down Minta, do something of the sort, or stop to the house and come back. If you're going out of the sukkah for a substantial amount of time, then you make another relationship. Like if you go down Minta, what I personally do, I like to down Minta. I come home from shul, I wash, put a dinner of Shoshana, I have fish. And I bench, and then I went to Bamin, so I came back and I washed again, I think the rest of the day. On Sukkot, it's a lot easier, because you got a lot more time. Rosh Hashanah, it just happens to have worked out that they were down in the midst at the right time. But Sukkot, that's one apron. Now the apron is just done. Sleep the meal, go for a walk. 15, 20 minute walk. And then come back and wash again. Okay? Other than that, you could be fine with under 40 minutes, on cake, or or the other thing. Okay, let's go on by. Shein Abasuka. Shein Abasuka is much simpler than halacha. Oh no, we're in the middle of the. I'm sorry, we're in the middle. You should hold halacha, it happens quite often. You're in the middle of your suda, and you're going for dessert to your friends. Or you're a bacher and you're eating somebody's sukkah, and then after you finish eating that sukkah, you know, I'm going to my Rebbe's sukkah. And I sit there for a while, then I go to another Rebbe's sukkah, or whatever. So, Mishahol Efeinsus Udoso the Sukkah Paveiro, Dafa Magna Avrom, Shafilun Hoya, Bedaito, Beshaz, Brocha, Sheyel Efeinsus, Asuda, Leshom. Even if when you made the Leshiva Sukkah, you had in mind to go to the other Sukkah, the Rosh of Africa, Miyat, and then to come back immediately to your own Sukkah, so here is the case. You're in your Sukkah, you want to say hello to your Sukkah, your neighbor next door to his Sukkah, and you come back to your own Sukkah. The halicha have a hefsek. Halicha is always a hefsek, and you have to make another drop. We are called for in roitz lefo b'sukkah zu. Dova she'ot lefo b'sukkah tzorich levorach sham leishu b'sukkah. So therefore, you go to your friend's house, you can't eat there unless you make another leishu b'sukkah. Omnom hu l'shitot. That's the shitot I'm going to wrong. The siman ches. But the siman shekosav the shandadat kama kroin the halicha loy have a hefsek in hoye b'taito and tzorich levorach. The tzorich drop is lehot. But in Shura, it's not like that. And if you had in mind when you made your leishah basukah, if you're going there to eat also, so then you don't need another leishah basukah. So the halacha l'maaseh, you made a leishah basukah in your sukkah, you had in mind that you're going to your neighbor's sukkah, where you're going to continue eating there, so you don't have to make another leishah basukah.
You have in mind not to? No, we can make
it. What? If you don't have in mind to, you should have in mind to, because if you don't have in mind, when you made your own bracha, well, let's finish it up. Only a couple of more lines. In shachach levorach leishu basuka, why don't you forget to make a leishu basuka? This Tikkun Mishneh Berurah is a lot of halachos. I told you where it is, right?
What is it?
Sefer Yeshayahu Tesis Kotan Menfe. Yes. Yevorach achaka. If you forgot to make a leishu basuka when you started eating, so you make a bracha whenever. Kozman sheyoshe, have a kol tzvi yosefet. Even if you're getting up in a few minutes, you can still make the leishah basukah. Yes.
Should you have in mind, if you think you're going to go to someone else's cook-up, mm-hmm. you avoid the suffix. Should you have in mind, basket, that I'm not going to go to someone else's cook-up, and what if you can go make a
plan? Well, it sounds to me like a theorem of what you have in mind to do.
I mean, if you think
you're going to your friend's house, you're going to have in mind that you're not going.
You're brought by your relationship to take
what?
A cover.
No, that you can't know. Yeah. That's to be in the mind of what. Okay? Okay. Well, I think this is basically what this is saying. Okay. Now, Sheina Besukah. Sheina Besukah is a fairly simple halacha. It's very different than Achila Besukah. In that Achila Besukah, there's a whole to do with Achila Zara and Achila Tzva, and the halachas are complicated. So that's like we spoke in the Cyclone, the Chazanish. The Chazanish priest says, you acted wrong. You made a gospel and everything in the Sukah. But Sheina is not simple. You're not allowed to sleep outside the sukkah. No chin of spa, no chin of time. No sleeping at all outside the sukkah. So the matter of are very simple, you must to sleep in the sukkah. We don't make a bracha on sleeping because that's not the ikah. The ikah is the achila. What's the shear of sleeping? So, same as Ira is also sleeping. But if you're sleeping less than, a little bit less than a minute, that's what you're allowed to do outside the sukkah. You know, if you're laying down in the smear, you should put your head down to sleep. Not planning on sleeping for more than a minute. But even if you're planning on sleeping just like that, by putting your head down on the table, luckily you're not allowed to do it outside the cookie and you're free to go in the city. So everybody is looking high. I mean, we know that if we go ahead, what's the head there? So there's a few head there. I think the head there, that's the most common head there now, is that it's cold. If it's cold outside, then it's time. In our houses, we have heat. And if we don't have heat in the house on a cold night, I think Boshet, you find a place to sleep. I think I was just learning with somebody who doesn't have heat in the house and he wanted his parents to sleep. So then, you know, for him it's Boshet that in the sukkah you have no heat and it's probably a lot colder than in the house without heat. So you must start from sleeping. You must start from sleeping, you focus on sleeping in the sukkah. Oh, that's a good question. We're going to cover that. I was prepared for that. Go ahead. What? Huh? That's basically what he's asking. In the school, you have to put heaters in the sukkah in order to be able to sleep. I'll speak about it in a minute. That's one heter. And the other heter is that a man is a prisoner sameach with his wife on Yom Tov, and it's not sinful for his wife if he's sleeping in the sukkah. That's the two heterim that are brought in the Ramah. Now, as far as Memele comes out of Achidush Din, that at night you might have a heter not to sleep in the sukkah, right? Which is a shame of Tva because of the sins of Yom Tov, but on a shame of Zarai that you don't have that heter. If you don't lay down in the afternoon, then there the chiyuv could be even more than at night. But you have people that pack in the afternoon, they won't sleep outside the sukkah. But at night, because of this heterin, so unless it's cold in the afternoon, in which case you have a heter to sleep. These are general heterim of mistar. Now, the din also is like this. It's another halacha. It's a halacha that if you make a sukkah in a place where it's a mistar, you could be in such a sukkah, there's a point a lot of places in a sukkah is possible. Not only you're not yoytze, when it's cold, you're potter from going in there, but it's such a sukkah that's a possible sukkah. It has to be made in a way that it's livable. But if you put out the sukkah in a way where it's very windy and you just can't sit there because the wind is constantly blowing, so that's questionable if that's a kosher sukkah. So what a sukkah has to be is that you more or less, but kor is the exception. You're not mechuyah to a sukkah that does not become possible because it's too cold to sleep. Yeah, I'll read you again the Mishnah Berurah, Kof Resh Men, Tzitz Kof Nigit Ches. Pirush memokon de leik asinu, de asar hu machmas haruach u keyoy tzedom. If you make a sukkah in a place where it's not livable because of the winds and so on, so then in such a place, the sukkah is take possible. But in places that are cold, you could be yoytze when you eat in the sukkah and then you're not sleeping in the sukkah. I forgot to do your condition, Sean. So that's called Kain Taduru. It's also called that it's oil the shayna if you would have had enough blankets or if you would have had a heater. But if you put the sukkah in, the construction of the sukkah is such that it's not possible to lift it, not possible to sleep there, so the Mishabura says that if it's not possible to sleep there, it's possible even for you. But the Mishabura says the exception to that is cold. Because cold doesn't make it that it's not a house. A house that's cold, if you put on a lot of blankets, it tries to sleep there. But it sounds like you're not mekuyah to go to extraordinary amounts of blankets, you know, 20 blankets, it's called a mitzvah. But again, there's a lot of people that do sleep in the sukkah. And Rav Avad is an inyan to sleep in the sukkah. But if you're mitzvah, because of the cold, and you focus in the sukkah, and the Mishnah Berurah says if you're mitzvah because of the cold, and you still sleep in the sukkah, make your heavy. The only cold, heavy is like how we pass in, that if you're mitzvah in the rain, and so on. That he called the honey. That's it. Yeah.
The reason
for
which is not
necessarily a good yeah. That's a big question. Now, what happens if you're in the Sukkot area where you're afraid to sit there? If you're afraid that, but I think Baruch Hashem, we don't have that in Sukkot, we're just joking. Okay. But that's a shiloh too. Yeah. You have to make a sukkah in a way that's secure for sleeping, right? Sukkah should be in a way that's secure for sleeping. That's a pillar for sure. You know, if you took if you have a sukkah in your backyard, then it should be safe for sleeping. And I think even in the worst parts of Barakul, I don't think it's any more that kind of sleeping or sukkah than for sleeping in the house. Okay.
I know in yeshiva here people.
You can always hire God.
I know in yeshiva people are afraid to sleep.
They're afraid to sleep?
Why? Yeah. But they're the closet. Before.
Like a prison or something.
Before the closet, I remember.
Breaking to the sukkah break is a lot harder breaking to
yeah?
the
today?
Yeah.
Today? Years ago, before the breaking to the
yeah. If you're afraid to enter the shayla, yeah.
If you're very cold,
you also mitzvah. So the problem, yeah. But the mitzvah, cold mitzvah is not the same as mitzvah for eating, it's not the same as regular mitzvah for sleeping. A lot. No. It only has to be, even the oil, it's definitely in the small form of freezing cold. Sleeping is super. You can sit there, you know, you don't have to sit there for hours and hours and hours. You can sit there, I mean.
You know, some of the buildings put in a strong wind in the area, but it's sleeping anyway, you can sit there for a
while. You can tell you. You sleep in a place where it's supposed to start to sleep, so that's not cold.
You think it's just in pocket for the strong wind.
Right.
What if it's sleeping anyway? It
doesn't matter. I don't think it's told them what he'll do. You know, if you have a machine, it could do anything. It's not told, it's told them what's normal, what's not a mitzvah. Now, it came to Duru. That's the whole school. Teshu came to Duru. The way you live at home, that's what you live in the school. So your school has to be made in such a way that you could lift it the way you would say. Not exactly, when you don't have air conditioning and heating and all these things, but it has to be. That you be able to sleep there normally. All right. How about Limut Besukkah? Limut Besukkah, so the din is like this. You know how much we have to learn in this school. Unless... the learning in the sukkah is as good as learning in the Besmeri. So if you see you learn the Besmeri better, or in your room better, or wherever you learn better, then there's no fear. Why is that? Because again, Kain Taduri. You don't learn at home. You learn in the Besmeri. So learning in the Besmeri is perfectly in the book. But if it doesn't bother you, if it's all the same to you, then about it, you have to sit in the sukkah as much as you can. Now, Kedusha Tadibur. It's a halacha for the sukkah that over Kedusha. So you don't sit in the sukkah and talk Varmisha Rishut. It would be great, gewaldic, if we only sat in the sukkah and talk to the Vatoyer or the Vatusha or this type of thing. However, the halacha is clear that you don't go out of the sukkah when you have to talk to the Vatoyer. In other words, you have to talk business with somebody and it's a Dover Ovid, you have to do it, it's whatever the time of Dover is. Even though that's not a preferable thing to do in your sukkah, but the Mishabura says that you don't go Sharafian, that you don't go outside the sukkah for that, and not only that, but you get class of sitting in the sukkah even though you have a business to talk to somebody about. So you do get tired of sitting in the sukkah. But other than that, you have to try not to be mevazeh the sukkah. It's not a shebekdusha, and what it does say in the Mishavur, and that's very massive to try not to talk Lashon Hara with people. It does the same thing. That is a vast marriage to carry. But the Rechol and this type of thing, preferably not, but certainly not to the extent of going out of the system. If you must speak about these things, so you get tired of speaking about it in the system. Yes?
So, especially
Kenta Duro doesn't mean that you have to do everything you do in your house. It seems that you can keep a smoke in the suitcase. Nobody, if you're not being mouthy to anybody, that's. No. Huh? Okay. Alright, so now, it's your little right there, yeah. The first night. Baruch Hashem, I prefer the forecast for the first night. It sounds like it's going to be okay. So hopefully, we won't have to know any of these halachos. But there's another type of mitzvah, and that's a general mitzvah that everybody has, is a mitzvah, and that's called rain. Nobody sits in the rain and eats. That's called an absolute mitzvah. Now, there's a difference between the mitzvah of the first night and the mitzvah of any other night. And that the first night of sukkah is a chiyus to eat in the sukkah. The first night of sukkah is different than any other night in many different ways. Because if there are shavuot, tesvot, tesvot, that tesvot from Pesach, from the chiyus to eat matzah, the chiyus from matzah, and the chiyus to eat the fast in the sukkah the first night. Now again, chiyus to eat in the sukkah is to make a leshiv to get a kebeya and a little bit more than a kebeya. The first night, that's not so according to most folks, in the first night, all you must do is to do is eat a kezayis in the sukkah and you make a leishiv of sukkah in the kezayis. Why? Because the Torah is mechayiv you to eat a kezayis and that is a shav of the tzvot tzvot. Now the kezayis shav of the tzvot tzvot tells us there are a lot of similarities between Pesach and sukkah. In that, just like on Erev Pesach, we don't eat fast. On Erev Sukkah, we also shouldn't eat fast. Because we have to eat fast, let's say, oven in the sukkah. That's one. Another thing is a chiyuv to eat fast in the sukkah and the night of sukkah. Now what happens if you come home from shul and it's raining and the sukkah is all wet, so you're mitzvah. And mitzvah is focused on the sukkah, but not the first one. But the tachila, the person that holds, that even a mitzvah is focused even the first one. So we got a problem. Here we got a person that I'm a chayvi to sit in the sukkah, you mitzvah. At least for a few of kezayis, there are folks in that hold that you can't do that. You can't sit in the sukkah. Yeah? So what do you do? So therefore, the first night is like this. First of all, even if it's not raining, you must use the way you have to say. Not go to a few of kezayis to pass before say, and therefore you can't make kiddush. You'll have to taste because we know after we've passed before, so it's a shallow field from what we see. You have to wait till after taste at the oven, and then first make it. Then if it's raining, for our lucky is you wait 2 hours to see if it'll stop raining. If it doesn't stop raining, or even if you know ahead of time it's not stopping to rain, right? The weather forecast for short term today is pretty reliable, and if they tell you it's going to rain a whole night, then you know it's going to rain a whole night, so then what you do is, you go into the sukkah, you make kiddush, yeah? And you eat a kezayis of fast, and then you go ahead into, you go into the house and continue eating the meat. Huh? You make a leshiv, and a kezayis of fast, preferably a kebeya, and you also the other poison. But if it's raining there, I won't have a special out of staff issue if you have a kebeya or not, but if you can have a kebeya,
But it's 2 hours.
Yeah. Well, 2 hours is time to wait to see if it stops raining, not to put yourself in a massive of trouble.
I stand with the time. I stand with 2 hours.
How did why?
Yeah, that's the question.
It's an hour or two. Let's say 2 hours is an hour or two. So
I mean, show
you have to be from other persons often, so these are the easy things to be seen about.
It's show color. Not exactly show. You mean
not exactly. But anyhow, I'm telling you, the halacha is, if you heard the forecast and it says it's going to rain a whole night, and it's not going to look like that, it's all cloudy and it's a little heavy rain, so then that's the halacha. The halacha is, then you don't have to wait. Now there's another case. It's a Sharasian. Important Sharasian here. There's another case that in which you don't have to wait. And it's Nogea, probably our Roland, because a lot of yeshiva guys in town, they don't have a place to eat, so we have guests. And the Sharasian, you know, it's famous that the Chofetz Chaim didn't say, supposedly, Shalom Aleichem or Eshet Chayil, whenever he had yeshiva or a neem as guests Friday night, because he felt they were hungry, and you were postponing the kiddush at their expense, and when they're hungry, you know how to do that. There's no mocker for that, except in the Talmud story. But there is a mocker in the Sharasian who put sukkah. That this 1 or 2 hours of waiting shouldn't be done if you have an Ian that are hungry. And I think he said that, I'm not sure. I don't remember now. But in the Talmud form for sure he says that he held that since yeshivas don't serve meals on Erev Shabbos or on Erev Yom Tov, so yeshiva lot are hungry. And if they come to your house, they tell them to wait 1 or 2 hours. He says, Yosef Torah, they say you shouldn't wait at all. Going to the sukkah, eat the kazai so fast and continue the sukkah. It's another difference in that the first night you must do is to go back to the sukkah if it starts raining. If it starts raining, you go back to the sukkah again, and there you eat again, at least the kazai, preferably a kazai, and you make another day of sukkah because you must do your mafik to go out of the sukkah. Okay. Now, and
The other day,
should you go home? No, the other day it's absolutely possible. If you came home and it was raining in the sukkah, you go inside and eat, and you know that we could be masking the sukkah to go back in. You finish your sukkah, now you want to eat again, so then you have to go to the sukkah. But in the middle of the sukkah, you don't have to. It came to do it. Now, if it's raining in my house, and I go eat someplace else, and it's not raining in the middle, I'm not going to start my sukkah. You know, basically, you have to know the halachas. You can't guess what Kain Tadur means on your own safety because we don't have any safety. But that's basically what it is. So where you live at home, that's where you live in the city. If you move out of the house, you can move out of the city. Your house is full of bees so that you can't sit there. And you move out of the house, you go eat someplace else. And if you go out of the city, you miss cars or two. If your house is cold and you move out of the house, go someplace else, you can move out of the city also. If it's raining in your house, you go someplace else, so you can move out of the city.
Yes. I didn't ask
you
the first night.
It's still right. The first night is a feeling. That's how we pass it. The first thing that tells no less that, so that's what we're trying to do. That's the purpose of the way to get out of the shadow. Yes.
Indeed. I don't want to drop them left and right because
they're
really
good days. Women are not
supposed to miss it anymore. Because you can just
go out
right away.
Women? Women are potter to go in the first place, without bees. Women are potter from the sukkah, so all these are not really no guests. So Mr. Tessus of Banzo, I'm only the case, they can make a brothel if they're actually not in this garden,
they cook all day and they're probably hungry,
I'm going to try it on
to kill them.
The sukkah better meet.
They're going to have a cash
flow. They can make kiddush. Women ought to make kiddush.
They want to eat with their husbands, they
want to eat. No, they're not eating their husbands, they've got to eat. So my market on that. So let them make kiddush and eat something, and then eat with them.
The mice, you can trap bees from that.
You can trap bees from that. Yeah.
How about on Shabbos?
On Shabbos. If you're afraid they're going to bite you, you can trap them. You can't kill them. You can trap them. If you're allergic to the star or hazard, you can even kill them. Yes. Okay. If they're kiddush. What? Can you kill them on Yom Tov? If you feel they're going to be mad at you, you can kill them. Oh, it's the, they don't have a meaning to marry. Can you stand when you make this? Oh, you sit when you make this. Yeah, because how big my point is, you show me how you make Kiddush in this. Normally, you make Spanish, you make Kiddush in the other way. Anyhow, let's the Kiddush the first night is like this. The Derech for Kiddush, and this year, it's Shabbos, it's the Vayhulu, Baruch Yagofen, Hashem Bacharbonu Mikolom, and then the first night, you make first the Leshe Basuka, and then the Shekhyanu. Okay? And the reason for that is because the Shekhyanu, that you're making by the Sukkah, is not only going on the Yom Tov of Sukkah, it's also going on the Mitzvah Yeshiva of Sukkah, and it's also going on the Mitzvah Binyan of Sukkah. That Shekhyanu is going on all those three, so therefore Shekhyanu is all the way at the end. Now you can't make the Leisha before the Shabbat Harbanu, that's cautious because at the same time, it says in the Gemara in Arvus Tochen that the Yoim is Goyrim, the Fee of Sukkot in town, so therefore the Bracha of the Yoim goes first, then the Leisha, then the Shekhinah. On the second night, most people are known to reverse that, in that you first make the Leisha, and then the Shekhinah, because the Shekhinah is going on, that's the first, the Shekhinah, and then the Leisha. Now, Kiddush by Yoim, this is what a big problem is. A lot of people are mixed up, you go to Kiddush, you say everybody's doing something else. Kiddush by Yoim, right? So there are people that are annoyed to make it as a big Kiddush and Sukkot. Oh, I don't know who that is. But anyhow, so if you're making Kiddush by Yoim, it's like this. If you're only drinking Yain because you're planning to wash, to eat Hamoitzi afterwards, then there's a machloikus where you make the Leisha. On one hand, the Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't make a Leisha to be massive in the broth of the Yain and the drinking of the Yain. Why should you do that? Make the Leisha after the Hamoitzi. Are you being masked in the Hamoitzi and the Filos Hamoitzi with the Leisha? So that's not a problem, because with it, that you're not allowed to make Hamoitzi, you're not allowed to eat pot in the Sukkah without making the Leisha, but you're allowed to drink Yain without the Leisha. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, the Yain will be a hefsek, the Leisha will be a hefsek between the Yain and the Shusiyah, within the Berkei HaGofen and the Shusiyah. That's on one hand. On the other hand, since the Kiddush is for the Mokum Suda, so we made it a Tzoyrech, so it's not a hefsek, and the Mishnah Berurah says the Ovid can Marovid do whatever you want, so you can't give you any hadrocha, the leader cannot. You do whatever you want to do. Either you make it after the Berkei HaGofen relationship, or you make it after the Mokum Suda, and you know what it is. What about the night? I'd like to do you right. That's the Kiddush at night, that Kiddush, the Kiddush at night that is being Yotze, the regular Kiddush, that's already out the Paschim, so you make the Leisha right after the Kiddush is done. If you're doing most everybody Kiddush. But the Kiddush Rabbah, you make the Kiddush more of an Arai because that's of drinking. So then such a thing, and you should look at the Ezma Hadrosah, you do whatever you want. However, if you're drinking Yain, you're not washing for Pas, right? All you're going to eat is some cake and some herring. Then in such a case, the Leisha goes with the Yain. There's no reason to make a Leisha with the cake. If you forget, I'd rather you can make it with the cake too. Yeah? Because if you remember what I did last year, I could tell you, I don't remember. No, but I usually make it on the Yain. Because I'm being moist to everybody that I make it on the Yain. Because it's just easier. Because I'm being moist to everybody with kiddies. And if I think, I'm not sure. I can't guarantee that that's what I did, but that's what I will do if I remember. Huh? What was that? No, I'm watching it with the. Yeah, I'm watching it with the relationship with the kids.
At night, it's relationship with the kids, huh?
Yeah. At night, always with kids. Yeah.
The second is your
only. After I saw the Mishnah Berurah, that is my fear. In any way, the Asa Lisa, Tudor, Rash, the Gorakal, the Kois, the Ophelak, the Pastisman. You want to talk about Shmini Atzeret? It's not in the notes. Yeah, what? On Shmini Atzeret, you don't make a Leisha. Period. Well, it's not such thing. You have to make a Leisha. What do you mean? No, so you don't. If you start pouring after you make Leisha, so what do you do? But it was a fear when you made it. You made it with a fear. No. You need to make it as a piano, you can make it. I'll make it as a piano. Okay, any other questions on this?
Often no.
Mm-hmm. You made already Kiddush.
You already made Kiddush with a Kiddush. I didn't make
Kiddush. You can't make another Kiddush. That's the other person making Kiddush.
Can you drive somewhere?
You're driving.
You're driving. You don't have a stick.
You go on Hokka Drosim, you go on a trip. So I love you, Hokka Drosim, a Pasha from the Sukha.
That's a fact.
Huh?
That's a fact.
That's a fact. But with a Tila, you're not supposed to do that.
You can be, you don't allow to drive?
No.
It makes a horrible circuit.
Because how far are you going?
Yeah.
So when you get to a place, you're going on a trip, you should go only to a place, you'll have a good place. You're going to a place, you should. You know, you shouldn't go, I'm going to go touring where it's not good for us. So while you're traveling, you're talking about it, but when you get there, that's when you should miss out on it. Number three, number three. How could you drop a bus from the school? You don't want any bus, you don't want any bus. Yes, we got to eat
it. On the way.
On the way, can you eat whatever you want?
Not even a board game.